What an energy we have today.
I have to be honest with you, Rana.
What an energy.
It's highs and I don't want to say lows.
Like a roller coaster, come on.
Rana.
Come on. What's that song?
I can't remember.
That was a song, wasn't it?
It sounds like it.
Like a roller coaster, come on.
Oh yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Your love is like a roller coaster. You
know, and that isn't even remotely possible.
Your love is like a roller coaster, baby.
I can't stand the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I hate to say it. I like Flea.
Flea apparently is like really smart and
very
philanthropic, incredibly talented.
Huge Lakers fan.
Yeah.
But very, very philanthropic. He started a music school.
Sure.
It's very kind and generous to all of his friends.
You don't like that Anthony Kiedis.
I just don't like the music.
I don't really either.
I'm not interested.
I've never
in the
really
music.
Liked it. And I'll never
na,
forget.
Na, 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 that stuff. Yeah.
Killer
didn't that
impression.
Sound a little bit
it
like
did.
Almost all of the songs?
Because it was
do?
Like ska and also a little reggae and also sort of punk.
They all do look great, I have to say, at this age.
They've
though.
Kept
yeah.
it up.
Surfing. I think they live in Malibu and they surf.
They just surf all day.
And you know what the other thing is? There's no substitute for jeans. Some people just have terrific jeans.
Listen.
And everybody wants to say, what are you doing, Rana? Have you had a facelift? Have you got
have
a filler?
You?
No, I have not. Have okay. you got this? Have you got that? I'm not above a facelift. I just haven't needed one yet.
Well, whatever
this,
you're doing, it's
that,
working.
What are you doing? And the answer is, I have generations to thank before
right.
me.
Just, yeah. you were really, you know what? It wasn't Maybelline. You were born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline. It's definitely not.
Yeah.
You know, we should tell people, though, speaking of, I believe until June 1st, and I'm going to post it on the Instagram if I haven't already. Lance is doing a friends and family 25% off. So
you want
for people that...
And we're not getting paid by Lance.
Have you started using the Lance product?
Yes, I
yet?
Have. Well, I'm a little dry right now. But yes, I've started using the sensitive one.
I'm curious what you'll think
I exfoliate we'll and then cleanse and then moisturize. And then I put an SPF. For
I'll be curious
the
what you think of it.
So far, it's great.
But we're early. But, early
yeah,
days.
And we're frankly 2 days in.
Brian... Let's just get straight into it.
Because we've got a guest to beat the charts.
But we also have been getting, I have to say, I don't think we've been giving enough credit to the people that write the reviews.
Okay, yeah.
We get such fun reviews.
Yep.
And people are really taking the time and writing fun, exciting stuff.
They're great writers.
And we can't, they are.
Yeah.
We have a fun, funny,
smart
group of people that are listening to this show.
And I have to say, if you want to be one of those fun, fresh, smart, funny people, I said funny twice, go on over to Apple Podcasts, go on over to iTunes, 5 stars and a beautiful
five
review.
Stars, 5 stars only.
5 stars
though.
Only.
Yeah. If you're thinking of leaving less than five, go listen to something else. I mean, that's really how I feel about it.
Well,
but
Jamie,
I have to say, we have been delighted to be getting these lovely
they're
reviews.
Beautiful.
And
some of them I want
is,
to frame and wake up to.
I love the follow-ups. I love
I
when people
too.
Write to us and give us a follow-up.
Me too.
I wish the giveaway people, though. We don't hear from them
I'm going to be honest with you. Way to look
don't
at
don't you think?
Way to ignore a gift horse.
I feel that the giveaway people could be letting us know. Is it making a difference?
Yeah.
The guy that was
are you enjoying
the,
it?
You know, I want to know, are you enjoying the soap? Is it in a place of prominence in your home?
How was that bagel we sent you all the way from New York?
No kidding. I mean, well, he actually put, I'll tell you
oh,
what.
Oh, he did. Oh, good. Oh, well, that's a relief.
He did 2 or 3 stories about his brunch. He
oh,
was so happy
well, fabulous.
About it. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, tag us so we know if you're enjoying this.
Yep. And also see the movie Tag. It's supposed to be hysterical.
Oh, it's supposed to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie Ann's 5 stars, everything you'll ever need. This podcast is a pie in frosting, in a cheesecake, in a regular cake that Brian and I... That Brian and now I cannot stop looking at on the internet. That's for sure. Goldbelly has this exact concoction.
Oh, I've seen it. It's okay. Like a turducken, but it's yes. but it's a cake duckin or something.
I have to say, it's a little too much for me, even.
Yeah,
but it's fascinating to see. Cut
but if
open.
You lined each one of them up on the counter,
oh sure,
you'd eat each one. A
and
bite
I'd probably
of each
eat them
one.
All in the same bite. You're not wrong. Can't say enough great things.
What's
I recommend
your favorite
this
Ben and Jerry's flavor? Because you do you like an ice cream smash also, or do you like your ice cream pure?
No, I like them both ways. I would say specifically Ben & Jerry's. I don't go to them for my vanilla chocolate strawberry.
No.
Honestly, my favorite Ben & Jerry is Cherry Garcia.
Really?
Yeah, which I know is kind of lame.
What? Who do you go to for your vanilla chocolate strawberry?
Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, each one of those flavors.
Well, I do chocolate chip for the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or Rocky Road.
Yeah.
I do vanilla bean for my vanillas.
Sure.
And strawberry ice cream, I don't buy that often. I love strawberry cake.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big strawberry ice
from
cream.
From Crave in Dallas. That's what you like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry I interrupted you.
That's okay.
Can't say where do
you
great
get?
Things.
I think everyone would want to know where you get
everyone
those things.
Everyone knows I get my Santa Barbara strawberry from McConnell's.
Oh my God.
And then
of
I would never complain about anyone that wanted to send their assistant there 14 times a day.
Barbara Streisand.
Smart, smart, smart. Excellent use of gasoline. Excellent use of
But you can only get
labor
it in Santa Barbara, I
That's
think.
Right.
Got it.
Occasionally they have it in Los Angeles.
Is that true?
Occasionally. Very occasionally.
Well, next time I'm there, I'll mail you
what
some.
What they'll do is they try to give you strawberry rhubarb
but
in
that's
Los
not the
Angeles.
Same.
It's not as good. But
I love a strawberry rhubarb
and
pie.
They all, you know what they have that you might like? They have a strawberry chip. Which I only say that because
what's
if you like cherry Garcia, it means you don't mind fruit and chocolate together.
Oh, it's
together.
Like chocolate. I love fruit
so
and chocolate
so it's strawberry
together.
Ice cream with little teeny tiny chocolate chips in it.
I love the oranges that are dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, I hate fruit and chocolate
really?
Together. Yeah. Yeah.
I love fruit and chocolate
you
together.
You love chocolate orange.
Yes, love it.
Yeah.
That is a British thing, isn't
it? Chocolate orange, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's British, but by way of, you know, they brought it over on a boat from some country.
But I thought that was also
over.
Maybe because I was looking in the Zingerman's catalog the other day while I was in bed,
sure.
By the way.
Fabulous.
I love it more than anything.
Don't ever forget to use your code on the back for 20% off.
I certainly won't. Yeah. I haven't ordered anything yet from the new catalog, but it's all stunning. And I've noticed
it's
this several
Jaffa
times.
It's a Jaffa orange is what they call it.
In their Shiva box, those are always in there.
Well, okay. So dried fruit. It's funny that you should bring that up because I was thinking of that. Dried fruit. And chocolate dipped dried fruit also are very sort of Jewish things that you would sort of find at your grandmother's house.
Okay.
So for them to include it, it's almost like a throwback.
Like a comfort or like a nostalgic thing.
Yeah, though the funny thing is when you're a kid, you don't, the only reason you would ever eat that is because it's sweet and it had chocolate on it. Not because it's good.
Right.
But you know, people's tastes change as they get older.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want like a Werther's as a kid.
And people like dark chocolate and stuff.
I like dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see how my cake turns out tonight.
You're making the Beatty's. Don't think I haven't looked at that recipe 35 times in the last.
Yeah, but I'm not happy with. Well, anyway, we'll get into it later.
I'm sure it's
great.
Okay.
Can't say enough. I recommend to everyone Kiss Kiss.
Allegheri.
Okay.
Also gives us 5 stars and says it's the cure for her morning sickness.
Oh.
Congratulations. Let's just say it has been a trip being pregnant during the pandemic. I haven't found many things to ease this terrible nausea, except this gem of a podcast.
Huh.
Listening to Brian and Ron has helped me gather the strength necessary to get out of bed and start my day. I encourage other pregnant moms who are grasping at straws to get through the brutal first trimester to look no further. Brian and Ron's wit, charm, insight, and deep caring will warm your heart.
Oh,
very nice.
Isn't that lovely?
Very lovely. Thanks, Allegheri.
I hope it affects the child positively, not negatively, to have heard us in utero.
I have to.
What
how
do you
could
think?
This child's going to come out knowing all the answers, Rana.
All the answers.
And they'll know everything. They're going to come out and they're going to say.
All the answers.
They're going to come out and they're going to say, when they can finally talk, they're going to say, I need a Beatty's chocolate cake.
Excuse me.
I need a Russ and Daughter's
it's
bagel.
Be the first two new
Excuse
words.
Me.
Words.
And they're going to say, get the dash going. To dash that cooker on.
Ding,
it.
Ding, ding, do, 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 do.
I can't wait for a cabaret show.
And then we
are we going to test it in other cities?
You know what we
are
should we do for have the cabaret show? What? Line up 14 dash egg cookers and have them sing at the same time.
That's such a good idea.
Like people used to play on glasses.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have the dash egg cookers each go off
That's
at different
so
times.
So cute. That's really
we'll
cute.
We'll probably get sued for using the song.
Yeah.
Speaking of live events, we might have another one coming. That's all I'm going to say.
Is this okay? We can't announce it yet, right?
No, I don't think we should.
Okay.
No. Until we have real details.
It's a good one. And can I also say this?
Yeah.
Some of what we've already discussed is, I don't know. I can't say it right. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying, but you can say it.
Let me just say this. I don't want to say it.
I'll say this.
It's a cool
It's
venue.
An event of international proportions.
That's what I was getting at.
That's what I'll say.
That's right.
It is an international situation.
That's the thing, Rana, is
we can't be,
okay people want it. No. The 92nd Street Y wants us. That's incredible.
Yeah, we can't be constrained.
Okay that Ellie Kemper's calling up saying, can I do the show? Okay that that's all happening stateside?
Yeah.
People are clamoring.
International proportions.
International. Yeah. And if you've never been abroad, here's your shot.
Yeah, you can go right through your computer screen.
That's right.
Okay, we have one more comment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it?
I think it'd be fun.
Just for me to read?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Ron and Brian,
How do you feel about the capital Y? When people write Brian with a capital Y? Do you think it's funny or do you think, okay, I get the joke?
You know what? I think I went through that second one. There was this period where I went through it.
Okay.
Where I was like, okay. Okay. You know what I don't like?
Okay.
Is
the assumption of intimacy.
No, I like
with you.
When people do it.
Okay.
I don't like when I just spell my name and people say, you spelled it wrong. It's with a capital Y. I don't love that.
Oh, I understand.
However.
Yes, I don't like that either.
I know. It feels like I'm being screamed at.
Well, and also, don't tell me how to spell my name.
Don't tell us how to spell it.
The
capital Y is so that the world knows.
Yes.
But I like it. I like when people do it.
It's cute. I think it's cute if they just do it. I don't think it's cute. I agree when they point it out and say, you misspelled Brian wrong.
Yeah.
I think we know how to spell Brian.
I know how to spell my name.
Yeah, thank
this
you.
Is for the world to
But
understand.
It's cute when they do it.
It's so cute.
What they're doing is they're acknowledging to you.
Yeah.
You're special and this is how I feel
and
about
I also
you.
Have to say, no one in my life has ever done this trick. And so it actually means a lot.
Okay.
Dear Ron and Brian. First off, sorry for having such a boring email address. I self-consciously think of that now that I know that Rana loves a kooky address. No vaginas here, which shall be forevermore. Beginners. Or they're trying to say vaginas.
BJ and never, in AZ.
No, she says, or he says, or no, she, it's a she. No vaginas here, which shall be forevermore. Vaginas and never BGNAZ.
Beginners.
Beginners.
Who knows? Whatever it is, I didn't see the email address of this person, but I can only imagine that
vaginas
it's...
Vaginas has DM'd
white
me before.
Or something like that at, you know, 100% whole milk at gmail.com.
I know.
Something.
I wish I knew. Oh my God. Are we not even in this letter yet? Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Vaginas. Oh my God, you guys, before I tell you about my maiden voyage with my downloaded his and hers ways directions, which by the way is our ways.
How could we haven't even talked about ways?
We haven't in a while.
This is a crazy catch up.
Another reason to be on Patreon.
When you sign up for, how could we forget to? I don't think we've talked about
we
this in
talked
months.
About it in, since
and
like,
when people sign up for Patreon, in the email that they get, no matter what tier they sign up for, there is a link to our ways directions where we have, you can have all Brian's, all Rana's, or Brian's and Rana's, like
Mix
Crunch
and
Berries and Captain Crunch.
That's right.
All Rana's, oops, all Brian's.
Correct.
All Crunch Berries.
Yep.
And the link is right there. You click the link. You do it from your phone. It goes straight to your Waze app.
Yeah.
And then you can either have me doing your voices, turn left at the, you know, in 100 feet, turn left. Or you can have Brian saying, oh, rerouting.
That's right.
Or you can have both of us doing it together.
Yeah.
And we keep forgetting to talk about that, but that's one of the perks in the Patreon carriage house.
You can, you can hear me say hazard ahead and Rana saying, oy.
I blame myself.
Okay.
Go on.
I've been living in NYC for the last 4 years and hence don't drive a car anymore. However, since my workplace closed down in March, I have relocated to Connecticut where I'm being very kindly hosted by my brother. I've used his car perhaps 3 times in 2 months to go to the grocery store, a well-trodden path that I'm familiar with how to get to and fro. This morning, I snuck out of the house very early to pick up some bagels while wearing a mask and using the drive-thru, of course, and I once again borrowed my brother's car. I don't know how to get to the bagel place, so I used Waze to guide me. I occasionally defied directions. My brother has lived here for almost 2 decades, so I incorrectly think I partially know my way around, only to be rewarded for my naughty ways by Brian sighing, recalculating. The second time Brian recalculated for me, I had an honest moment of thinking, how do Brian and Ron know their way around Glastonbury? And I don't, before remembering that it's the GPS that knows its way.
That's
not
insanity.
Necessarily.
She hadn't had a coffee.
In any event, during this time of displacement, it was extremely delightful and comforting to have you two sitting in the car with me, even if it was only for a few minutes, guiding me to morning deliciousness. Thank you for your important work. Wink, wink, Catherine. P.S. Not too long ago,
P.S.
Brian read aloud a comment I had made following a Patreon episode, and can I just say, I was over the moon. I crowed about it on my Facebook page, and then everyone wanted to hear that episode. I had to disclose that Patreon members aren't mere looky-loos. They're dedicated Ron and Brian lovers, and not just anyone can listen to those podcasts. Sheesh. Free feed behavior is everywhere, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I have to say that was the perfect letter for what this episode has been.
No kidding.
Up, down, and around. nonstop Patreon, nonstop free feed.
I know. And we're not going to get into the behind the scenes this morning and how I was out of my mind. Not
Brian.
I know. They don't get to
Gnug.
Know. You're right.
Okay. Gnug.
All right.
Gnug.
Let's get... Should we talk to someone who...
I think we better get to our guest.
I mean, she's got it together.
Big, big, big time star. And I mean, they talk about people winning quarantine. This one's winning quarantine. That one's winning quarantine. People that still have things going on during quarantine.
Rana, she's such a good actress. I couldn't get her name right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shelley Kemper.
Shelley Kemper. Kimmy Kemper.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Brian.
Rana, ain't no mountain high enough for you. I'm always in the valley and you're on the mountain because you have this time reached Olympus. I'm convinced of it.
How am I doing it?
I actually don't
know. I hope people
don't
keep saying it's the quarantine. I mean, that the only reason I can get stars is because of the quarantine.
No offense, Rana, but you're in Boston and you know everyone.
Excuse me. Oprah was in Chicago.
You're right.
What's that supposed to mean?
It is the same.
When they had the Oprah Winfrey show, people would just go to Chicago for the weekend to see Oprah. They'd have to stay. And if you were on a Tuesday, you had to come on a Tuesday. And that was just what it was. And that was before they had restaurants.
And before Oprah started gardening.
You could only get a steak in those days. Before what?
She gardened. That was before the carrots, before the cornucopia.
It was before she lost everything. Even the 400 pounds. Remember how skinny she was? She was still a 10. Those were size 10 Calvin Klein jeans.
This guest is from Oprah pre-gardening and Oprah mid-gardening. She has somehow been able to be a voice through all these things. Should we just say her name?
This guest is coming to us live from the Midwest right now. I hate to tell you.
Is that true?
Yeah, she's going to tell us all about it. Or she isn't. I don't know which.
Ellie. You say the last name.
Kemper.
Because I love that. Yeah. Ellie.
Ellie Kemper. Are you there? Can you even hear us?
Here I am. I can hear you all the way in the Midwest. I can still hear you.
Is that where you're from, Ellie?
I am. I'm from St. Louis. And we returned here for quarantine. And we've been here since mid-March, you know, back to the roots.
And do you have your own space there? Or are you staying with family?
We're staying at a friend's house. We're not staying with family. The friends are not there. They allowed us very graciously to use their empty house during this unprecedented time. So we've been staying at a friend's house, but seeing my family from afar across the driveway, you know.
So you're not doing grandparents seeing grandchildren? I feel like that's the new thing. People are letting grandparents hug grandchildren.
What do you think about? Nobody knows. That's the whole point.
I know.
Yeah.
Why risk it?
Why risk it? Yeah. And so it's only for a limited amount of time, I hope, until this vaccine comes. But not now. I just cast judgment on all the grandparents seeing grandchildren. But I feel...
Well, every city is different and every situation is different. So I mean, casting.
Rana's not even seeing her son during this. And that's like unprecedented. He's in the Hamptons right now.
He's in Hampton, in the East Hampton.
He's getting Italy delivered
every day. You must know people
day.
In that quarantine.
Do you know people who fled to the Hamptons?
Of course she does.
I know a lot of people. I know one person who fled to the Hamptons, my friend Nina.
And is she getting the Eataly box?
Is she getting the what?
The Eataly box.
What is the Eataly box?
Eataly delivers a box every week. It's about $500. It comes with truffle.
What a deal.
Truffle paste, fresh tomatoes, fresh pasta. There'll be one layer of it is a lasagna that you just put in the oven yourself. Then they send, I don't know why, you know, truffle butter, all things you don't exactly want.
Right.
But that make it seem expensive. Probably stuff they can't move. If they don't move it in the store, they're not going to move it.
That's a life hack. If you ever hear the song Truffle Butter by Nicki Minaj, you'll never, ever eat it again. So I'll play it for you right after this one.
Well, you know, I don't love it. I don't love truffle. no matter what time I eat, and there's, of course, truffle oil is really imitation. It's truffle flavor. Sure, it's not right. actual truffle.
Right.
But no matter what time I eat truffle, I'll wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning in a, having an attack.
Okay, they're harvested by hooves. They're, do you like truffle, Kimmy?
Kimmy?
I have never.
Did I say Kimmy?
I disappeared into my character. It's
unbreakable.
Hard.
And I'll tell you why. Because last night I watched the interactive special. Let me put it this way. I played the interactive special.
You played
special.
It because there is no watching. You're involved.
I was involved. It was fantastic. You were fantastic in it, as always. It's
How
very fun. Did you do it yet, Rana?
Do you do it? You know what? I was supposed to do it last night. And I'll tell you what happened.
Uh-oh.
I was making for a surprise for Memorial Day for Brian, but now I'm not going to give it to him because we had a very complicated morning. But I'll tell you about it anyway.
Honestly, Rana.
I can't keep rewarding you. I mean, your behavior has done nothing but decline. And people, you know, what is the common factor here of trouble?
This carriage and house and the low you. Maintenance operation that happens in it. That's what it is.
I was making Ina Garten's Beatty's chocolate cake.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
And it didn't rise. The two, I don't know what's going on. I've been reading online this and that. I can't figure out what's going on. But the cake didn't rise well enough. So I had to put those two cakes aside and make another two cakes.
Wow.
And that was supposed to be my Kimmy Schmidt time. But instead, I had to do a new batter. So I'm going to watch it tonight.
Did you just leave the cakes out? I mean, what is happening to the two cakes that you threw out?
Brian will eat them in a rage.
Sure.
I'll put them in the, what I'll do is I'll put them in the carriage house freezer. I'll say, there's no room in my freezer. Do you mind if I leave these in here?
Yeah.
And then when
I'll say no a million times, but then it will be in there and it will be gone in 60 seconds.
And then when I go looking for them in about a month and a half, when I say, you know what? I've got those. Why am I making a cake? I got those two cakes I froze. I'm going to take, because you can freeze a cake. I mean, just like people freeze their wedding cake. You just have to use it once you take it out. And I'll say, why don't I just frost those? And I'll make the frosting and I'll let the frosting sit. And then I'll go into the carriage house to get the cakes. And they will not be there, but a trail of crumbs will be there, leading right to Brian's bathtub.
You know what? Don't put the peanut butter. It's a dark. Listen, it is a dark time, Ellie. Ellie, are you letting yourself go at all? Are there things you wouldn't? You are. You don't look like you are, but you are.
No, I am. And of course, as everyone keeps saying, like, thank goodness all this Zoom is just from like here up, because everything below.
And you've 100%. Been doing all this press, so you have to, what about that? You have
You're
to get
kind.
Dressed every day in your house.
Well, yes, but, well, okay, two things to say. The first is this. I was surprised, do you know, I work with a stylist. She's a great stylist. Her name is Jess. I mean, obviously not today. I don't even want to give her a bad reputation by saying, but this is mine. But I work with a wonderful stylist named Jessica Pastor. Right before Kimmy Schmidt was gearing up to come out. She reached out and said, let me help you during this weird quarantine time. We'll be Zooming everything. So she sent me like six outfits and it was a godsend because I did not pack. I'm just going to interrupt myself to tell you that I came to St. Louis by way of Montreal. So I was working in Montreal when everything started shutting down.
Home
I was not
alone.
Prepared to come to St. Louis for, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks.
So, home alone.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what's happening in Montreal?
She's in the new Home Alone.
Are you the kid?
Yeah. No, she's Catherine O'Hara.
Oh my God, that's even better.
I mean, who is Catherine O'Hara? Even to say that in one sense is amazing.
No one is Catherine O'Hara.
No, but she, even as a kid, she was my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah.
You know what? She is so good in that movie.
She really gives
it the heart that it
has.
That's
so exciting.
Right?
Congratulations. That's so exciting.
Thanks. No. It's we're halfway through it. It's basically, you know, it's, I don't even want to use the word reboot, but it's a twist on the original.
Sure.
Twist, I guess I'll say. And so we were working on that when everything started shutting down. So, and that's when I came to St. Louis and I have not really been purchasing new clothes since being here. So
yeah,
I certainly didn't have anything, you know, for the Today Show.
We are spending so much time on Ellie's problems.
I know.
When our listeners have problems.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean,
the
you know, these are Hollywood problems.
Oh my God. Yeah. Right.
And then Ellie, I was disappointed to hear you didn't have a Peloton because I saw on Instagram that you were following one of the Peloton instructors. So I assume you had a Peloton.
Have you got one
in New York?
Well, actually I take that back. I had a Peloton in Montreal.
Oh,
that's when I started
following
Robin.
That's when you were Pelotoning.
Yep.
Yeah.
But guess what? the Peloton didn't make it across the border with me. No. I'm not kidding.
No,
like we couldn't find anyone to ship it.
Oh, you were trying.
We were trying, and then it's all very complex. We were trying to get it here, and that's when the border was shutting down, and it was hard to find someone to ship it. And now I don't have it. It's still in Montreal, but it's.
I do want to say this, even though I understand we're all very fortunate and that you have decamped to a beautiful farmhouse outside of St. Louis or wherever you are. Mm-hmm. The idea of not being able to be in your home, and maybe Brian can relate
I
to this.
I honestly thought you were going to say the idea of not being on a Peloton.
That's what I thought.
And I was
going to
say, slow your roll, Ron.
The idea of not being able to be in your home where you have your things and the way you like it, et cetera. I mean, it could be contributing to Brian's chaotic nature.
It is. That's exactly
at this
what
moment.
It is. That's right.
But it's very unsettling, and it's had to be unsettled. And so I think there needs to be an acknowledgement of that. Yeah.
It is.
It's right. It's not.
It's why when Mr. Cleveland keeps saying to me, let's take a flat in the curve tour, Rana. Let's go to Croatia. Let's go to this place, that place. We'll get on a yacht. What's the difference where they don't have Corona, et cetera, et cetera. The answer is, I just want to know where my whisk is. Okay. If I decide I want to make a vinaigrette, I don't want to have to ask someone for the whisk. That's the sort of thing that can drive you over the edge.
Honestly. I could not.
Brian has to use all Trader Joe body products now.
Have you ever tried their beefsteak tomatoes, Kimmy? They're delicious. We're going to send you a box.
You keep calling it Kimmy.
Did I again?
but to be fair, they're similar names.
Don't be on my side here.
And to be fair,
on her side.
And to be fair, she is Kimmy Schmidt.
I know.
I am so humiliated that I've done that
you
twice
shouldn't
now.
You should be humiliated. She has defined
it's an ultimate
that.
Compliment.
It's a compliment. She defined herself in that role.
I guess.
I wish she was wearing a Dora the Explorer backpack right now.
I know. Okay. I know. But the displacement, I don't know what it is. The feeling of not, and I keep thinking, oh, I need to get, I don't know if you're the same way. I keep needing to get back to New York just to get my, you know, like a pair of leggings that I want. And it's like, you don't need that, but you feel completely unsettled, and it's fine for a week or two, but then you start to
think. And also you have those babies. I can only imagine that's another thing. Where, can I just have a table that I want to change this kid on instead of where I have to change this kid?
The floor. Yeah, right. The closet floor. Yeah, right.
I mean,
right,
truly. Right. I know it seems silly, but that kind of stuff is just very alienating and unsettling. And I mean, Brian's having a nice time, but I won't be surprised.
It's been amazing.
I won't be surprised when he gets in a car and does his trip back across America, you know, because I think it's coming. I do think he's leaving in the dark of night.
I'm going to burst
one
out
of these
walls.
Nights, I think he's leaving in the dark of night. And if I know him, he'll leave the door open and he won't lock it behind him.
Well, I mean,
whoever wanders in, and that's not his problem.
Well, I ended up taking Yadvina's key because, she came in here and I was still asleep. And I don't worry, I chewed her out over it. But so that's probably why I would do it. All right, Ellie,
we did not
bring you here to call you the wrong name or to talk about Italy's gift boxes. We came here to answer advice for people. So we'd love to read some questions from our listeners.
Okay.
And we'll all be in this together. Would you like to read the first one, Rana?
I think you should, unless you want to take five.
I'm
Do
good.
You want to take five?
Okay. Dear Rana, Brian, and guest, that's you, Ellie. I'm a 29-year-old young gal, loving life, living in D.C., trying to do meaningful work in the field of human rights and international development, working at a small NGO. That's a sentence. Up until recently, I've been living with another gal that is in the same line of work as me, but working for a different organization as a consultant.
Loving the use of gal.
Gal, yeah. Rosalind Russell, baby.
Just a couple of gals in the city. Getting it done. Yeah.
My roommate always struck me as a very hardworking, diligent person. Uh-oh. Missing some social cues here and there, but a well-meaning person. Her organization had a rule that all consultants must take a 6-month hiatus every 3 years of continuous work, parentheses, a common practice in D.C. for orgs such as the World Bank. Note, the World Bank is not her employer. She was forced to take this hiatus November 2019 to May 2020 and was very concerned about the lack of income during this time. Being empathetic to her situation.
Oh, they don't pay them. That's interesting.
I know.
I was thinking it was like a sabbatical, but anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Being empathetic to her situation and also feeling very overworked at my small NGO, I thought it could be a good idea to put in a
non-governmental organization.
Do you want me to say the whole thing?
No, I'm just saying it for people that... No, I know you know what it is.
So no, I know you do.
I'm worried that our listeners don't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So basically, those are sort of like aid organizations, things that assist governments in their jobs, but sure. are not part of the government.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Craft.
Craft?
Or cheese. I don't know.
Craft macaroni and cheese.
I thought it could be a good idea to put in a good word for her with my bosses so that she could come on as a consultant with us for these 6 months to lighten my load. It worked and she was hired. Soon after she started, I realized that her diligence and hardworking spirit was also coupled with a very frictional attitude. Defiance of her assigned tasks, a lack of communication about workflow. In other words, she did a good job with her work outputs, but it was hard working with her for my... It was hard working with her for myself and my bosses. A week ago was her final day with us. She told me she needed to collect her things from our office, which is in a shared workplace a la WeWork. I told her that of course she could get her things whenever she felt comfortable. There was no rush. Our office was still accessible, even though we were asked to respect the city's essential workers only shutdown order. After apparently going into the office, she then sent me the following messages, one after another. First message, if you ever want to come in, just let me know. Maybe we can coordinate. The second message, I also don't care if you're here. I think we're both pretty isolated, but if you need the space, I respect that. I was confused because she was finished working with our organization. I asked what she meant. It turned out she'd been going into our office throughout quarantine, unbeknownst to us and against instructions, and was planning to continue to work there since her new employer remains on a stay-at-home guidance, as does ours, but our building and office are still keycard accessible. I looped in my bosses and all feeling very comfortable with the idea of her working from our office for another company during a pandemic. We asked her to leave her key and key card in the office, thereby turning them in. She appealed this request by complaining that her new employer's VPN doesn't work on her home internet and working from home is severely affecting her mental health. My bosses are very concerned about her being there in the context of COVID-19 and this imposition, but are still having a hard time telling her no. What should I do with this office squatter situation? I feel somewhat responsible since it is an inadvertent beast of my own creation. Side note, I no longer live with her. Kindest regards, Kristen. Wow.
What do you think of that?
That's a lot of different... That's a complicated problem.
Did you ever have, was there ever a writer on Kimmy Schmidt or The Office who was let go but still kept coming in?
I don't think so.
Or an actor? No.
An actor that just kept coming to work.
Because it's pretty outrageous.
I can't find a comparable situation in my own personal life.
It's pretty outrageous.
It's outrageous and it's... One way it's tricky and one way it's not. What were you going to say? I interrupted you?
No. Go ahead.
No, that was the end of my thought. I mean, it's...
In what way? Tell me in which way it's not tricky.
Well, I guess.
No, because I don't disagree with you. I just wonder, because that's what's the straight up advice.
What's the straight up advice?
If it's not... The problem here is this person feels guilty. They had this person come work there. It didn't work out. They like their job. They like the people they work with. They feel disrespected in their workplace by this person. And so they thought that problem was over when the 6 month thing ended. But this person is absolute. I mean, it was interesting what she said about the social cues or whatever, because this person is actually a complete problem. I mean, this person, whether they're on the spectrum or they're not on the spectrum, they don't care about anyone else except what they need. And they think everything is everyone else's problem. Well, their problems are everyone else's problem. I mean, the fact that the VPN doesn't work at the new job or the whatever has nothing to do with the people who formerly employed you.
Why on earth are they also afraid of her?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. And I hope I didn't miss a piece. She's new, right? She
was like a favor hire. Right?
She was there for 6 months. They gave her like a 6 month position and then she moves on actually, that's an interesting clue. You would think she would go back to the organization before because that was what the 6 month hiatus was about. Right. But they said her new job. So either maybe that's a new job within that old company that she worked at, or this is a person who can't get along with other people and is constantly having a new job. Whatever the case is. So she worked there for 6 months, then COVID happened. And no one goes into the office. She has continued to go into the office. and they've asked her to stop. And she said, well, I hate working from home. It's detrimental to my mental health, and the internet doesn't work that well. So what?
Right.
Mine too. We just spent 20 minutes talking about how everybody has become the geek squad during this.
Right. Yeah.
And that no one is enjoying it. And that there are tiny compromises you have to make all day, every day, that you hope will make you feel a little better. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. And that is just what everyone is going through right now. But I do think that this, the real issue here is, can this girl, can the writer of the letter, I assumed it was a girl. I don't know why.
Kristen.
Oh, okay. Kristen? Maybe that's why. Can she absolve herself of this problem? That's what she wants to know. She feels guilty that it's still going on.
Oh.
How does she make it stop? And she's already told the bosses, and the bosses are being babies about it, because probably because they're not going in the office right now, so they sort of don't want to get into it. Everybody's kind of in their own silo. They've asked her to stop, but she's not stopping.
That is the piece I don't understand. Why are I don't
change
know
your key card? Why don't they change your key card?
Why can't has anyone given her this straight talk where you can't? They've told her that she can't come into the office anymore, right? Krista's roommate. We don't know her name, right?
No.
They've given her the what? Let's call her Hogatha.
Let's call her Hogatha
from the Smurfs.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, right. So I think the piece that I'm missing is why I don't understand why at all she's still allowed to behave like this in any way, right? It's a direct violation.
Cuz the bosses
violation.
Don't want to deal with it, and the girl who let the vampire in the door feels guilty about not being able to shut the door again. But she's already told the higher-ups.
It's what?
She's already told the higher-ups, and they told the girl to stop coming. But she really isn't. She said,
but honestly, this organization's going down anyway. This is crazy. There's no leadership there, clearly.
Right.
No one would say you're not allowed. I mean, that's like if someone came to the Home Alone set and was oh, look, I'm going to throw up. And so they do. And then they smear it on everyone's faces.
Right.
And then no one says you have to leave.
Right.
And then you have to deal with that person day in and is there anyone on your set who does that right now? Or who had to?
I can't think of one that there is. I don't know that there is. I don't think that there is. And this is the thing right now is that everybody, I am a huge complainer and I have been complaining. And then I realized, and I've said this before, but there's no one to complain to because everyone's going through these. Actually, not everyone's going through in varying degrees.
Sure, of course. Yeah. But everyone's life has been affected. Yeah.
Everyone's life has been affected. So I do agree, Rana, that it's, you know, I don't know what her mental hardship is by staying at home, but she seems functional in other ways and that this is for the greater good. And you can't, she shouldn't
be
going out.
Look, she told the bosses. The bosses obviously don't feel like dealing with it because they're not going in there right now. She has a key card. They could make one call to security and change her key card.
Right.
But they're being babies about it. Well, what if her stuff's there? Then if we tell her to take her stuff out, what if she steals our stuff while she's in there? They don't want her to be disgruntled.
Right.
Because there's nobody there to stop anybody from doing anything because there's nobody in the office. So they're kicking the can down the road a little bit and saying, well, when we go back to the office, we'll deal with it.
Right.
But if they were smart, they would just overnight, they wouldn't say anything to her and they would have security change her key card overnight. And when she tries to get in, she wouldn't be able to get in. And then she would call them and say, but I left my blender bottle there.
This is why the non-government workforce is dysfunctional.
Yeah.
The only system that's working is the government. Yeah. That's the only system. Anything that's outside of that cannot function.
It's so true. The government has been incredible in all of this.
Especially lately.
the federal government in particular has been so on top of everything.
Ellie, do you only feed your children GMO food?
I try.
It's getting harder.
The quarantine has put that to the test. It's been very hard. I mean, I've remained, I would like to say, pretty resolute in that, but it's hard. You know, times are hard, but I love a GMO. I do.
They're prettier. I'm going to be honest with you. They're brighter. They're shinier.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Rana.
Tastier.
Yeah. I mean, look, don't look at me. I'm making quinoa dip later and there isn't one, ingredient in the Kenai dip that came, that was grown and then put into the bag. Yep. It all had to go through some sort of a machine or a pickler or a, you know, some sort of citric acid bath before it got to me. And I'm sure it's going to be delicious.
I would just say the squatter situation, it's not your fault. And your bosses are handling this in a really non-way.
The problem is that everyone has so much anxiety right now. Everyone has such a low-level operating anxiety or at high level. And it's hard, I find anyway, to get it back to a baseline.
Sure.
Which in normal life, there's all kinds of little ways that we titrate ourselves. And this girl, her guilt is probably kicked up even another level. She's reported it to them. She has said that she's sorry.
Yeah.
She can't ultimately control this person's behavior.
Well, that's the realization. She is in no way responsible for someone else's behavior. So, you know, are they dear friends? They're roommates. They were roommates, right?
But this, let me just also say this, which is a question you didn't ask. This person is not a friend to you and not a friend that you need. And do yourself a favor right now. Don't spend the rest of your life feeling sorry for this person because she needs 6 months of work or she needs $200 to get a car fixed or because that's all this person is going to be for the rest of your life.
Yep.
And maybe you had some good times in your 20s or your 30s when you were roommates and it was fun at the beginning. But this is a trail of broken jobs and broken relationships.
Tell her you found some wonderful job opportunities at Pier 1 and let her check those out and see if maybe she get a job there right now.
Okay. We have to move on to another question. Yeah. Should we go straight to Wind Chimes?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't know what that means, Ellie, but we're going straight to Wind Chimes.
60 miles an hour. Let's go to Wind Chimes.
Hi, Ronna and Brian and guests. We bought our house about 10 years ago. It's a basic row home with a small bit of outdoor space in the back. We have a full wall on one side of the outdoor space, but the other wall we share isn't as tall. Our neighbors on that side are a late 20/early 30-year-old couple and have been perfectly friendly, but having to acknowledge/interact the boyfriend is super chatty with them every time we want to go outside is annoying. They make poor decisions, for example, setting fireworks off their roof towards the alley and house behind us last 4th of July, or the recent last week oyster party with about 20 people who do not live there. Oof. Philadelphia is under a shelter in place order. Now more than at oysters.
Oyster
Can you imagine
party.
Serving oysters ever, first of all? But
it's
serving them
business.
During quarantine.
I love an oyster more than anything. But
just an open, where you have to hold. I mean, I suppose.
Not at a restaurant.
I suppose in some ways an oyster comes in its own container.
That's the convenience.
So you could eat
them.
It and just throw it out and you don't have to touch a bunch of things.
True.
But they don't seem concerned. Okay. Now more than ever, having some outdoor space to ourselves is really important. Mm. Since we will probably be spending most of our time at home this summer, we splurged and bought a pergola and plan to update the space to make it a nice sanctuary. I've lived in the city my whole life, and I choose to live this close to my neighbors, but these people are making me insane. They were away for the weekend. Clearly, they were over the pandemic with the oyster party, so why not mix and mingle at the beach? And return this morning with wind chimes. It has been 5 hours since they have been hung, and I am losing my mind. Having been home for the past 10 weeks with my husband, I'm extra irritable. I acknowledge that, but these things are sending me over the edge. It's a gorgeous, there's only one answer to this problem. It's a gorgeous vandalism. It's a gorgeous, cool day. We get 3 to 4 days like this a year in Philly, and I refuse to close my windows. It will just activate more of my rage. How do I get rid of these wind chimes? Going to be furious that she has to miss out on the beautiful day.
Well, fair enough, but one chime. And she's going animal.
How do we get rid of these wind chimes other than stealing them in the cover of darkness and leaving them a note saying, quote, I have a neurological disorder and wind chimes give me seizures. So please remove. Thank you both and guest for bringing so much joy to my life weekly. Betsy. P.S. The neighbors are renters. And while I don't want a confrontation, I will not be too upset if they hate me because they are not going to live there forever.
Why is that in the PS section?
I completely agree.
I feel that that's crucial information.
What do you think of that?
We all understand that irritation, correct? I mean, that is a sound. It's the final straw, but it's a sound in your ear.
Oh, that, yes.
You can't ignore something.
Do you have
like
a thing
that.
Like that? Is there something that drives you crazy?
Well, this sounds awful, but my most immediate...
the sound of your children's laughter.
Yeah. But you saw me nothing. I can't stand
it. I hate my son's laugh.
I'll tell you what drives me crazy is, I mean, it makes me, I don't have a visceral reaction like this all the time.
Yeah.
There was someone I was seeing in LA.
I thought it was the sound of my voice. Here we go. Yeah.
Here we go.
The sound of him typing, I had to have a conversation to just say, like, just so you know, when I leave the room, it's not you, it's me. The noise makes, I feel like I'm going to cry when I hear it. I feel like I'm about to have a panic attack. And like, I get a lump in my
keyboard?
Throat. Yes. By the way, I know that's crazy. And I know
it's
that.
Not.
And it's my problem, clearly. But I have to, and I just, every time I do it, I'm not taking it personally. I go, you can type whenever you want.
Sure.
When
this
it
is
starts,
a free country. Please send your emails.
I'm out of here. I mean, in other words, I'll leave the room.
Is it the new Apple keyboard?
It's the new Apple keyboard.
Because it is sort of loud, the new Apple keyboard.
I mean, it thinking about it makes me sweat. Yeah. I hate it so much.
I have to say, even I don't enjoy the sound of my own typing when I'm doing it.
Oh, I haven't even noticed that you, well, maybe, I don't know. Is that?
I just mean it's a loud keyboard.
You got to get rid of these wind chimes or put up a next door post or, I mean, I don't know. And it just shame them somehow or call them out or, I don't know, send over a child with, like they did that girl with the daisy in the Vietnam commercials.
Excuse me. Excuse me. What are you talking about? Did you just bring napalm into this?
All I'm
Which
saying,
is also an option. Carpet bomb the place.
Release a bunny in their house so that they have to run after the bunny. And then in the meantime, you go get the wind chimes. Do something. Do a distraction is what I meant.
The only real option is to steal these wind chimes.
You can't do that. That's it.
But they probably have a Nest camera. So you can't do that because then you become the crazy neighbor who stole the wind chimes.
You think
she wouldn't replace the wind chimes? I mean, isn't that always a threat? That she would just get a new set of wind chimes?
Well, she'd have to go to the beach again for another one of her beach days. But she might. Yeah. I mean, this is a real brought back from the Jersey Shore situation
but
here.
The problem is, I think this is her problem. What could she do? I mean, I agree. I would steal them.
It's your neighbor's
problem.
It's Betsy's
problem. Yeah. Because I don't know, Ellie. You live, I guess, at least some of the time or most of the time in New York, right?
Non-pandemic time, yes.
Right. So I assume that
you interact, smushed with people all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
What would you do if someone had just a noise that drove you crazy next
too
door?
I know.
What would you do?
I just, it's a building experience. I hate confrontation.
Me
and then
too.
The problem, of course, is that you have to continue to live with these people. Now, Betsy pointed out this is a renter. She will move away. I always fear a violent retaliation. It's not that I'm worried they'll be angry so much as what if they do try to kill you. And so it probably won't escalate to that, but it's always a threat. So
the truth is, to some extent, this is city living. And if you choose to live in a row house.
Yeah, right.
There are periods of your life where you have great neighbors and you don't have great neighbors. And really, if they want to have wind chimes on their house, that's their business. I mean, they're not throwing a block party till 3 o'clock. You know, you can't have a noise violation issued against it. And of course, I mean, the only thing you can really do is get a white noise machine for inside your house.
Or on your headphones or something.
I know, but she doesn't want to spend, she feels like a prisoner in her own house. And she doesn't want to spend her life walking around wearing headphones. But of course, I mean, my guess would be that they just popped up and that everything else, and this is sort of the theme we've been talking about today, which is everything is just so sensitive. Everyone is so touchy. And so sensitive right now.
And everyone wants to rage on something. I think everyone is at that point.
And I would guess that after a certain amount of time, the noise will fade into the background for you if you try to focus on it a little less. And just like a car, you know, the garbage truck or a horn or whatever. But maybe, well, here's an idea. Okay, Rana. light bulb. What about a water feature? So for your backyard, more. You need to get a like a plug-in fountain or a spa or something. Just a little a water feature,
it?
which you can, you know, it's something you can put on the fence or you can order, which really are not that expensive. Just choose a tasteful one. And that is why people really have fountains and water features and things like that. Not just because they're nice, but because the sound runs and it cuts out the rest of the sound. And that's why you often find them in a courtyard in Spain or in Italy or Morocco, yeah. That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But that is one of the reasons, that and fresh water, of course. So maybe you need to, unfortunately, find a solution where you can counter it a little bit. A solution that also you find pleasant. Otherwise, get a bow and arrow. And then from your...
Now you're talking.
From your deck, shoot the strings of the wind chime till it falls on the ground.
Or go...
Yeah.
Ellie will know what I'm talking about. Go to Hollywood. Get a gun with blanks.
Yeah.
That they do in all the movies.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Or even just a flare gun, yeah.
Ellie knows. She gets it.
I've been to Hollywood, and I understand. And getting the old blank scare, it's one of the oldest tricks in the book, but it works. But here's the other thing.
How many shots would you recommend?
I think, what, you got to do three?
Three. That's the Hollywood rule.
Three? Yeah. The thing I worry about with a fountain, and with all due respect, I worry with a fountain, then we're just it's like, yeah. we have a noise drowning out the other noise, which I understand. Yes, that's why fountains are there, but it's such a specific. I think acceptance, like you mentioned, is the key here. This isn't going to change. She's allowed to have the wind chimes. I live very close to her or to them. Once you accept that there's a problem, I mean, it is easier, but I also agree. Everybody at this point in time wants to unload on someone when the problem is nothing is anyone's fault. Iris raging across the globe.
You can look forward to a lot more oyster parties happening in these people's backyard too,
That's
I
right.
would also say. So you're going to have to find
Summer's
a way to make
beginning.
Peace with that too.
Is there a way, and I this is actually not a joke. Is there a way when this starts for her to go outside and really get the rage out, just scream at the top of her lungs?
Yeah.
That, I'm not kidding. It might make her feel better.
Right. Well, you could certainly do it. You'll just be the neighbor that's crazy, but who cares? I mean, if you decide you don't care what these people think about you, but that you're also not going to confront them, you could just start screaming around your backyard all day if you want to. It's just, what do the neighbors on the other two sides think of you, I suppose, is the question.
Right.
Ellie, are you a screamer? Do you scream at people?
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I take it back. I guess I do. What happens to me is I don't ever let it out in a slow, escape.
Sure.
It's been escaping me for this thing started. I don't know why.
Same with
I think
me.
It's troubled sleep. Yeah. It's
What's
I don't know.
What's been escaping you?
Words. I feel like I can't think of words more than ever. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Are you actually?
For
that
real.
Makes me feel better.
For real.
I was just trying to think of, I said a slow escape. What's the word I'm looking for? Like from a balloon,
a leak.
What?
A leak?
Yeah, a leak. A slow air leak. But that I don't do that at all. I do let it simmer. I let it bubble up inside and then there's an explosion. And then I guess it's not a scream, but it's just a complete lashing out. And it just happens very quickly. And then I'm fine. But I wish that I could do the slow release.
Then you are fine. Is anyone in your vicinity also fine? Or how does that work? I noticed Michael hasn't walked through the background during this whole record.
I'm
just wondering how many weeks ago he left.
Yeah, exactly. And how long I kept his name on the Zoom.
And then you got custody of the Zoom account. That's what
we had one explosive fight at like mid beginning of April, maybe I want to say.
Oh, that sounds like it felt good. My husband passed away. I have no one to fight with.
I'm so sorry for many reasons, but it's and ever since that explosive fight, everything's been fine. Cause I think everything was just released, but
it's been fine because you terrified him. And so now the answer is yes to everything that for you
totally.
From now
if
on.
If that's the case, well done.
I love Bravo. That. The people that explode think the other people have come to an arrangement with them.
Rhonda, did you?
And the arrangement is just that they don't want you to explode again.
Did you
it's
and Bob
not, it's
ever,
not anything else.
Did you and Bob ever come to like blows?
Physically?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
But did
but
you ever?
We had a few. We definitely had a few. Bob was a very forceful guy. He wasn't going to back down. And I wasn't going
to
back down.
And I'd love
either.
To know what happened right after those fights.
Well,
with two forceful personalities, yeah, yeah. It's always the gardener and the rose. So it's like, well, who backs down? I mean, that's not exactly an apt comparison, but sort of who backs down?
Not Rhonda.
Well, that's not
yeah,
true.
It seems like
if
not.
You want to stay married, you back down a lot of the time.
Sure.
It's not about backing down as much as it's deciding what's really consequential and isn't
sure.
and what you're really upset about. And so early in a relationship, you often think you're upset, or not even early, just in a relationship. I mean, look, you're spending so much time with another person.
Yeah.
You think you're upset about this or this or this. And then you sort of have to take a moment and have a conversation with yourself and say, is this really driving me as crazy as I think it is? Or am I just stressed out because of this or this or this? And also, to a certain extent, I don't think your partner should be a punching bag, but there has to be an allowance for you're not in a good mood and that you don't treat everybody perfectly all of the time.
Yeah.
As long as you're trying most of the time and you're kind-hearted and you're... But I do think a breath is incredibly important, and also a little check-in where you say, okay, I probably didn't have to get that upset that he didn't close the garage door that late. You know, of course he hadn't closed the garage door every day that week for about 5 days.
Right,
and every day,
you,
how many times can I ask you to close the garage door and that it sinks in that it should be closed?
My last fight with the Lobsterman was that occasionally we would do like a little workout together.
Oh.
And not that way, Rhonda. It was not angry.
No, like a Tabata.
Yeah. And he would grunt. This is true.
No.
He would grunt harder than I would.
Unacceptable.
And I was like, I literally said it. I said, I feel like you're trying to act like you work out harder than I do.
Was he?
That's crazy.
Well, was he?
He said no, but I'm not convinced.
I think he was.
Honestly, Rhonda, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I said,
I don't think that's crazy at all.
Are you really?
No,
do you mean
I don't
that?
Think it's crazy at all. I think
I
that,
feel so vindicated.
I think that is, I think that's passive aggressive competition.
That's what I
and
thought.
And I think it's asserting dominance, is what I think it is.
That is what I thought. Now I'm
without
mad.
Without question. It's so unnecessary.
Thank you, Ellie.
Yeah, well, I'm always on your side, and this is no
That's true. You know, it's really nice to meet someone new who is also my closest friend.
Yes.
Yes.
That's your best friend, Kimmy, right there.
This is
yes.
Kimmy Kemper.
Kimmy. Coming to my side.
Kimmy Kemper.
Ellie Schmidt.
Ellie Schmidt. Those are real names, though.
Yeah, right. Well, they are.
Kimmy Kemper.
You know there's an Ellie Schmidt.
Unbreakable. I love that song.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the best
Jeff
song.
Jeff Richman, I have to say his name every time that song is mentioned.
Oh, Mr. Tina Fey.
Yeah. It's the best.
Well, she's Mrs. Jeff Richman.
I'm sure he'd appreciate
she's
it.
She's Mrs. Jeff Richman. He wrote Mean Girls, didn't he?
Yeah, of course.
Or he did the music, I mean, he's very
fabulous.
Talented, that guy. Very, very talented.
And that theme song should win every award there is.
It is iconic.
Couldn't agree more.
Immediate uplifter. It's so good.
Truly.
It's almost as good as our theme music.
Which
is fabulous.
Ours is a thumper.
I'm not done with that music yet. I get excited every time I hear it.
Oh,
I think
Rhonda.
It's so fun. I can't wait till we're doing live shows and we do a choreographed number to our theme song.
I think back to the old days when it was Molly every night when I hear that song. I never dived on Molly.
So listen,
I bet Ellie hasn't either.
Ellie
have you?
Is of never. Limited time, so we got to wrap this up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so
we're going to do two things here, Ellie.
I apologize.
We have to do our giveaway.
Yep.
Which is going to be a quick one because we
It'll
only
be
have
an
two
a
questions
B.
we're deciding between.
Row or wave.
And if you have the time, we're going to read a cliffhanger, but we don't have to read it in front of you if you need to run.
I have time.
Okay.
And I would like to formally apologize because the reason that Ellie has a little more limited time is because of the power situation that happened in the carriage. Oh, we don't have to get into it now. There was a tech issue. That's why we were running late.
No.
And so,
I'm not interested in the behind the scenes leaking out into the free feed.
Okay. Oh, no, but
even though that's free feed behavior that we have been experiencing on a regular basis, we need to keep a placid... exterior.
Sure. Got it.
To the and so what we're not doing is airing our dirty laundry.
No, not at all.
So as far as we know, you had nothing to do with what happened in the carriage
house. Thank you, Rana.
Yeah.
And you're really with me on the Lobsterman, both of you?
100. Oh, I am, Ellie.
Thank
always.
You.
With the
always.
Extra loud grunting? Have you ever, he you. Has an input. Have you ever seen him work out by himself? And does he grunt that loud when he works out by himself? That's an important
I have not noticed.
Piece to the case.
I have not noticed.
Well, let's get.
Okay.
Let's keep one ear open.
Yep.
Because then we'll know for sure.
And besides the unnecessary, I think, psychological element
warfare.
There.
Warfare.
The warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. The actual sound, back to the wind chimes, the sound of him grunting must have been infuriating.
I don't like to go to the gym. Because I also think people are grunters
showing
and
off.
People are show-offs. That's exactly right.
Oh, but you should know something here. Because anyone watching this or listening to this and says, oh, well, look who's a two-faced little liar now. Back in the day when people took exercise classes together, I would love a soul cycle class and I would whoop very loudly. Woo! Whoop! So that can get.
Is that part of it though? Is that what they want from you?
You're encouraged to do that. Yep. You're encouraged to do that.
Can I ask you a question though?
To sound your barbaric yop over the rooftops.
Did you ever do this move in soul cycle where you looked at someone and were like, come on, you can do it. Come on. Did you do that?
I know. I would never do that to a stranger.
Did the Lobsterman also encourage you?
There have been a couple times when I've taken a soul cycle class where someone next to me has been like, come on, you can do it.
No,
let's go.
You don't need that. A stranger,
no,
right?
No. A stranger.
Not a companion.
That was a stranger.
Well, that's like on Peloton. People will high five you.
No, I don't like that.
I don't get involved in any of that.
I wouldn't either.
In any of that leaderboard nonsense.
I
where they try to high five
so
me.
Patronizing to get offer someone here. A high five. High
couldn't
five.
Agree
also,
more.
Also, focus on your own workout. Yeah. Why are you touching buttons to high? I'm not on your team, okay? I'm on the teacher's team. That's whose
all
team I'm on.
All of the above.
Me, it's me and Ben, or me and Cody Rigsby.
Sure.
Or occasionally me and Robin, and that's it.
Ron is a tennis, not a hockey.
That's exactly right. But okay. I'm great at doubles.
I bet you're terrific.
We'd be fun doubles partners.
Yeah, I feel like
I'd be fun doubles partners with either of you.
I bet
Ellie's
a
great doubles
partner. I'm a terrible tennis player. Oh, no,
but I bet
no,
you,
I'm not a good...
But you're still fun, I bet. For the
I
afternoon.
Would root you on. I would.
And you competitive. I get you. I think you have a very competitive streak. Also,
yeah.
Ellie, were you in a lunch club at Princeton? What are they called? Not lunch club.
Close eating club.
Eating club.
Yeah.
Were you
I
in,
was.
Which one were you in?
I was in the snottiest of them all, Ivy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at me with my Ivy eating club. Cred.
Ivy. Double cred.
Ivy.
Do you eat
Ivy,
at the Ivy when you're in Hollywood and take your blank gun?
I've never eaten at the Ivy. Now, yeah. Was that a turn you were expecting the story to take?
It was a real twist.
Ivy is not nearly as exclusive as the Ivy.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. But which Ivy isn't as exclusive as which?
Your Ivy, the social club from Princeton, sure. More exclusive than the Ivy where the, you know.
It is.
The girls eat or whoever. Yeah.
The weather girls?
Well, you know,
like
the
band?
No, I wish they were there right there. We are your weather girls.
It's raining men.
It's rising. No, I meant the, you know, local weather.
Oh, sure.
Jillian Barbary.
Oh, whoever.
She's a person still, isn't she?
She is. I actually love her. I've met her several times and she is the nicest person.
All right.
I've met her several times
and she is truly just the nicest person.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry that we're going to break up with you soon, but this is life. Okay. So,
this is
but we hope you'll come back again because we need a real deep dive with you. This
yeah.
isn't
please
enough.
Have me whenever you can because it's I as you know, longtime fan and I just adore both of you now, and I just really appreciate you taking any time with
well,
me.
Well,
so
we'll hope you'll be
best.
Coming to actual Marblehead when all of this is over, is what we really hope.
I'll be the first one there. I hope this is over soon.
Okay, so Brian, give Ellie the refresh on the giveaway.
Okay, so Ellie, so every week we give away a prize that Rana chooses to the person we believe deserves it the most of one of the listeners.
Yeah.
So is it going to be... Why do I always forget these? What were the questions?
Oh, you're great at the recap, but I'll just tell you the recap.
Wind chimes.
You're squatting in my office and wind chimes.
Wind chimes. So,
do you want to know what the gift is?
Oh, yes, yes.
This week, the giveaway. So we have a very popular giveaway we've been doing, which is the Dash Egg Cooker.
It's a life changer.
The fact that they haven't sold out during quarantine is blowing my mind.
I think because they need you
to
promote
it. Do you eat hard-boiled eggs, Ellie?
Do you, I... I love a hard-boiled egg.
And do you have and to Michael cook Coleman, it? Are you cooking it yourself?
He makes, Michael Coleman has been making those eggs.
Well, that's a deal.
Is he enjoying the task, or would he like a Dash egg cooker? Which is the greatest and has the cutest little song.
It is the greatest invention
I hate
ever.
To tell you, not one person has ever been disappointed. I've sent this to a million people.
They cook perfectly, and it's so
easy. I now
so
want
easy.
To surprise him with one, and I might say don't
By the way,
this,
they're $19. Should I not say that?
The Dash egg cooker?
Somewhere between 19 and 30, depending on who you order them from. But this is the whole point. It doesn't have to be expensive to be fabulous. We just love what we love.
And they're so cute. And they play the cutest jingle when the eggs are done.
Well, that is not the giveaway this week.
Oh.
The giveaway.
Why did we bring it up?
I don't know. Now all I want
Because the Dash people
are
also making a little mini waffle maker.
You're kidding.
Which, by the way, these things are so inexpensive, we could send them in a 2-pack. We're not going to.
And by the way, Ellie, we're not sponsored by them, but we also wouldn't mind being sponsored by
them. That's correct.
You're right.
So they make a little mini waffle maker. And the first time I saw this, I saw they did a heart-shaped one at...
That's so romantic.
At Valentine's Day, but I didn't buy it. So I have not actually personally experienced this. My litigator, Laura Smola, my attorney, I sent her the egg cooker. And then I guess she loved the egg cooker so much, she got the waffle maker.
Oh, my God.
And during quarantine, she has been making herself a personal waffle.
I love
every morning.
Wow.
Think about the luxury. So she'll make a batch of batter. She keeps it in the fridge. She says it's good for 2 or 3 days, the batter.
Oh, great.
And then she will just pour herself a waffle every morning, a little baby waffle to go with her coffee. Could you think of anything more, a cuter, more indulgent little thing?
Do you have the measurements on, I mean, what do we mean when we say baby waffle? Is it 6 inches?
I think it's about
oh, like an Eggo.
4 inches. Enough. Yeah, it's an Eggo.
Okay.
Exactly. Probably the size of an Eggo. And that is our giveaway this week. And I think it's tough to know who it's going
All
to.
All I want to do
I'm
is go to a restaurant.
I'm tempted to send it to both of them.
And say to the waiter, pour me a waffle.
Lego my Eggo.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is exciting. So Ellie, who do you think deserves the waffle maker more? Do you think it's office the person who feels responsible for the office squatter, or the person living next door to Wind Chimes?
I just, as you were recapping, changed my mind.
Oh.
Do you want to know the thought process?
Yes.
I went in thinking Betsy Wind Chimes, because I thought, I really do sympathize with that sound, as anyone does, just that constant sound. And also that's a straw that broke the camel's back. There's already this chatty neighbor. She already feels too much with these people. And I started to go with her. But as you were recapping, Brian, I went straight back to Krista.
Yeah. I think
I went right back.
Chris, we'll call her Chris.
Sure.
We'll call her Chris because you know why? This woman is so thoughtful that she feels bad. She feels bad that she inflicted this person on her, on her work, for her coworkers. She feels bad for her former roommate. She feels bad about all of it.
She's guilty.
I don't think she should feel that guilt to begin with, but she does. And you can't argue with a feeling. So I think she might, not only does she deserve, I think she might enjoy this little
and
baby
maybe
waffle.
She should take a little bite out of her waffle and put herself first on occasion and say, you know what, I can't solve the world. And also she works at an NGO. I was going to say she can't solve the world's problems, but I hope she doesn't stop trying. But she can't stop, she can't solve every person. She can't give everything of herself to everybody.
I have to tell you, Ellie. Your thought process changed my mind on it because I was with Betsy.
I was thinking Betsy could have bite and a crunch and she wouldn't hear the wind chimes while she was crunching. That's what I was thinking.
And just like that, your vote can get changed. It's a wonderful message. Yes.
Like the chimes in the wind, we instantly.
I know, but
just
poor
sort of,
Betsy's listening to this and she just, that she waffle was the, maker she got she snatched right out of her, know, her did, clutches.
Well, yeah. You know.
I feel that she has.
But Betsy has some patience.
Both of these ladies.
Betsy has some patience. She needs to learn a little bit. I think.
Just take some deep breaths, Betsy.
Oh, I mean, I do not envy Betsy's position.
Oh, me neither.
But in life, you have bad neighbors sometimes. And it's just, there are certain, I mean, go watch Honeyland, Betsy. You could have those neighbors.
You know what I will say, though? Oh, no, but they're doesn't sound like they're going to be there for very long. Because wind chimes aren't something that you necessarily just put up seasonally. That's the real bummer.
No.
Right.
All right.
They're year round, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should let Ellie go, then we'll read out Cliffhanger without her.
Sounds good. Okay. Ellie, what a dream to meet you.
What a dream to meet you.
You're so fabulous.
I can't wait to meet you in person.
Me too.
When
next
all
time
of this is over.
We'll do it in Marblehead. We'll do it at a prop shop in Hollywood. We'll find the place.
You two could go to Warner Brothers together and
have
try
fun.
Or Universal to the costume shop and try on all the
Western
clothes.
Wear. Yeah. That would be great. I would love that. Hello
Back
Dolly costumes.
But I mean,
just feel so
in
good.
Fairness though, Ellie is like a doll. You would want to take her to a costume shop and see her in all the looks.
I have to say, you can see Ellie in every time period.
Every time. Have her play a street urchin, have her play a princess, have her play a cowgirl.
Yep.
I mean, all of it. Have her play, Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Every single one, she can do it.
I am for all of that. I, you know, just dress me up until you don't.
And I just want to say, going back to sort of circling back to the beginning for a second, well, we were talking about Catherine O'Hara. And we love you, and we feel, of course, we know you personally, so we feel very casual with you. But you are such a talent.
No kidding.
And you really are one of the most talented gals,
honestly,
to use the expression in the letter, of your generation, no
Couldn't
question.
Agree more.
And it is such a pleasure to watch you do absolutely anything. And where you find the energy and that you can still tap into being so hilarious, I think you're magnificent. You're magical.
Above and beyond with those compliments, not deserved by me. I appreciate your saying that. It certainly lifts me up during these horrible times. I appreciate you saying that. You know, I think the world of you. It is, I mean, truly, and always have.
This isn't a compliment exchange like a cookie exchange, Ellie.
No, it's
okay.
Not.
This is
no,
just,
but it's just
take
a sweet.
The compliment
just
and
this
go back
is just
to
thank you. And if Michael starts doing his is grunting too much when he's doing his planks or any of his other stuff,
is Michael Coleman doing a plank?
You tell him you know what he's up to, and then you get it. You get it, Michael. I'll do a double extra set now. That
all
you're
right.
trying to push me a little farther.
Exactly
I get
right.
it.
Exactly yeah. right. We know
right.
what the grunts mean. And
we adore you. Give Michael our love.
Yes,
have you
of
explained,
course I will.
Yes.
Thank you so much for talking with me. I mean,
you're
really,
the best.
This was the highlight of my week. So thank you.
And I'm going to send you the link for the Dash Egg Cooker so we can get, so Michael.
Oh, please.
It's worth it.
And the kids are going to love it too. It plays a fun song.
It's so cute.
Maybe Father's Day. Maybe I do that for Father's Day.
Not
yeah.
bad.
Sure. Get him a $19 gift for Father's Day.
He won't know.
He won't
well, at
know.
Least throw in the waffle maker while you're at it.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll see.
Bye.
Bye, Ellie.
Thank you. Okay, kiss, kiss.
Ronna, should we do our cliffhanger?
She's so fun.
She was so fun.
And and she's so busy with Netflix and flicks and those flicks.
She's
in all the flicks.
She's flexing her muscles
she
every
is
which way.
She's flexing all over the place.
She
took the quarantine time to be with us.
She
it's
did.
Fabulous.
Very sweet.
Now,
Ronna.
Are you reading this or am I reading this?
Do you want to read it?
Do you want me to read it?
I do.
Okay.
But then I don't want you to get mad at me.
Well, me reading it, this is an interesting moment here because the question is, what's free feed behavior and what is it? And some people would argue that people are paying in the Patreon carriage house for the privilege of hearing me say filthy words when I have to read these letters.
Sure.
That's one way to look at it.
That is.
Another way to look at it is for me to even read this letter is completely free feed.
Honestly, the second one was the one I went with first. Does that make sense?
This is free feed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's give the free feed
right
some free feed behavior
let's
out of Ronna today.
You're going to get it.
And then on the not free feed,
on the
Patreon carriage house,
it won't cross any, it won't, any, no one will flinch when
they'll
I read
get to,
it.
Well, you won't, yeah, you won't even know the difference. I haven't read this. I've only read the subject.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
No.
Get ready.
Oh, God. I mean, I actually hadn't even
read. Don't read ahead.
Should I read the subject? The subject is, I really,
do you
honestly,
want me to read it?
You read the subject, I'll read the letter.
Okay. I love that you think that's the craziest part.
I hope it is.
Okay. The subject is, we're both sluts? ! ! SLUTZ. We're both sluts?
Dear Ronna Brown, I'm glad Ellie Kemper left us for this.
I'm going to be honest with you,
she's
so am
very
I.
proper. Even though she, I mean, she's a very nice girl.
She's got that Midwest constitution with that Northeast mentality.
And we're just going to sully her reputation by adding this to the end of her episode. Okay. Dear Rhonda and Brian and guest, my boyfriend and I have been together for about 8 months and have always been very chill and open in discussing the possibilities of opening the relationship if we felt it was right. Well, we are currently on separate ends of Texas for a month, and while we've been apart, I've been using Grindr with Bae's permission to chat with some guys.
Okay.
Bae means boyfriend, but also means before all else.
Yes.
Is that right?
I think that must have been how they meant it, yeah. Rhonda.
Late this evening, I got a message from a man right down the street offering...
I warned you, Rhonda.
No, you really didn't.
How didn't I?
The fact that this is a fake letter, but I'll keep reading it anyway.
It is?
It has to be. This can't be real.
Oh, I think it's real.
You'll have to tell me if it's real.
It's absolutely real.
Offering $100 to eat my ass. I was tempted. Asked my boyfriend how he felt about me accepting the offer. He told me that he was uncomfortable with that, and I accepted how he felt.
Okay.
This is a very evolved relationship.
Sure.
The man then raised his offer to $200.
Not bad.
And I accepted without telling my boyfriend. This is not a real letter. After it was over, this is real. Did you write this to me because you wanted me to read it out loud?
I did not write
That's
it.
That's what I'm starting to think.
I didn't.
You're waging guerrilla warfare in
Rhonda,
the inbox. That's what I'm learning.
That's not true.
Yeah.
The cliffhangers have to be provocative.
After it was over, I immediately felt terrible and called my boyfriend to confess to him. He was obviously shocked, hurt, and angry. In the following discussion, it somehow came out that he had been talking to and accepting money, $300 whenever he needed it, from a man whose relationship to my BF began as a sexual encounter. He told me that this has been happening since the beginning of our relationship, and now I also feel betrayed, ? I know I betrayed his trust, but I also came clean immediately. And I know that my BF didn't have sex with this guy. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What do you think he get? Unless he likes to get his face stepped on for $300. I'd like to know what you think he did. But he's kept this a secret since the beginning. I love him so much, and I want to make this an opportunity to grow, but I feel very confused. Who's at fault? And how do we proceed? Thank you for your collective wisdoms. Parking.
Yes, this person signed it parking. Can I say this, Rhonda? Perfect grammar usage in this letter. Perfect.
I thought there was one mistake.
Oh, was there?
Maybe you're right.
I just was trying to see the good.
Even though sluts is spelled with a Z, but I guess that's colloquialism.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want the answer.
Who doesn't want the answer to this?
Honestly?
You know what? We haven't pushed. We always mention Patreon, and we mention the reviews, and we mention what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see what you're missing out on?
Come on. I already pay to be a Patreon member. Based off this question, I'm going to have another membership to it.
You're going to upgrade to sauna privileges?
I mean, why not? Who wouldn't sign up for this? And also to see us answering this question in sauna privileges.
It's next level.
And to hear it in Carriage House, all exclusive VIP access is one thing, and it's important. To see it, see us answering this
next
in
level.
The sauna, outrageous.
Okay. We will see you on patreon.com/askRhonda. We want to remind people that not only do you get filthy smut letters like this.
Yeah.
We do a book club once a month.
We certainly do.
We're doing our book club on Friday.
Beautiful Ruins, Jess Walter,
which is it is a real beach read, I have to say.
It is.
Yeah. I'm only at the beginning of it, but it's flying by.
Yeah. It's a fun book.
And beautiful cover, so I won't mind keeping that book.
Totally.
We do that once a month, and then we talk about it on the last Friday of every month.
That's
we
right.
have a film festival that we're running.
Quarantine
which
International
I
Film Festival.
I have to say has been such a highlight for me during quarantine.
Me too.
Watching all these fabulous films, and then having my wonderful, fun, intelligent, movie-loving friend to talk to about it.
You talking about me?
Yes.
Thanks, Ronna.
I hope the audience feels the same way about
I love
overhearing
it.
And joining our conversations. And... dot, dot, dot.
What?
June 1st.
What?
I think we'll probably release it on the Friday.
Oh, yeah.
A Pride Icons t-shirt is here.
This is exciting.
And this is, it's all Brian all the time.
That's right.
And it is something to see.
Sure.
So get ready to buy that.
That's right.
If you're that kind of person.
Yeah, right.
What does that mean?
If you're that kind of person.
A t-shirt buyer.
A person who's unafraid.
Yeah.
Who's proud?
I think this t-shirt's pure joy. I think it's adorable.
It is pure joy. Yeah. I tried to pick people that, for me, make me laugh.
Well, there we go.
So, yeah.
Laugh.
Well, not you, Ronna. I mean, you make me think.
Well, I'd like to think I make you laugh.
And
on
you also
occasion.
Make me laugh.
Okay. You know what? Let's not have another argument.
No, let's not.
That's Patreon.
Yeah.
If they want to hear us squibble and squabble, they can join up for Patreon.
That's right.
And. Just to remind people, though, for Patreon, sauna privileges, $2 from every membership goes to World Central Kitchen.
Not bad.
For the month of May.
Yeah.
And so May is running out. So it's a good time to offset. And then we have a lot of other exciting stuff coming up. But I feel like
it's not
until
stomping.
It's real, real,
sure.
We can't really talk about it.
That's fair.
Am I wrong?
No, I know what you mean. That let's just say this. There are things that are going to happen. We know that they're happening.
But until they're real, real.
Until they're real, real.
Yeah.
Right now they're real.
And we also have, boy, do we have some guests coming up.
Are you kidding me right now?
I mean, again, I'd like to think it's just my celebrity. It's not the quarantine, but.
It's something.
Don't anybody tell me any different.
Ronna, I don't know how you pull these people together.
Whistlets, !!!
Honey.
Patreon.com.
That's right.
/AskRonna. Ronna here with one more quick note. We'll also be changing our Patreon Carriage House book club selection for June to James Baldwin's The Fire Next Time. We can't wait to discuss June 26th in the Carriage House. Patreon.com/AskRonna.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of Foreplay.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to Foreplay Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.